Well, hello, Becoming Next on Scene. Happy Sunday. If you guys are listening to this today or tomorrow, got inspired this morning to really come on and start giving some more real life experiences in terms of entrepreneurship and marketing and visibility, because who better to talk about it than somebody who is living it every day, right? So I really feel like it's important to share life experiences because people like to know firsthand, you know, that you've done it. So you've done it and you've got the credibility. So now I'm going to do it because I know your experience. So I'm going to trust you on it, right? So I took a poll in my Facebook community all about what you guys wanted to learn more about. And if you aren't following me on social media or you're not part of my community and you've been a listener, please definitely go on Facebook and join Next On Scene community, or you can get any updates on Next On Scene on Instagram and Facebook, and Jackie Zook on Instagram and Facebook, and also, you know, so many other channels. How do you keep up with it all? But you have to be everywhere. That's part of the marketing tactic and what I teach on a regular basis. So before we start, like I did on my last episode, I am known for loving quotes and inspiration. So I want to share that before I get into the episode today. So if any of you have read The Secret or have not, definitely something you want to check out. Today I saw a quote or words of inspiration that inspired me. So I want it to inspire you and take it beyond this show. So The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. This is her Instagram is Rhonda_BYRNE_The Secret One, shared an inspiring quote today that I wanted to reshare. What's meant to be yours is already making its way to you. Trust that, believe that. Focus on living fully in the present. Don't let your whole life be, I'll be happy when. Be happy now. And that really stood out to me, especially for the podcast episode I want to share today, because when you are authentic and happy, you attract the vibe that you're at. Anyway, outside of that, I can go on and on about that for a while. So today I really want to talk about how to stand out when there is so many people in your field of business. And this is where authenticity really comes into play. And I think I've talked about this before on the podcast, but I think, you know, we get so consumed, especially when you're starting out a business or you've been in it for, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 5 years, there, as you continue to grow and have life experiences, there are more people that come into the same field as you. And with things ever changing in any sort of career that you're in, it's really important to stay true to the core. And what I've learned more than anything is that there is always going to be competition and there is always going to be plenty of people in your field, and people are going to hire you for you. And you need to stop worrying about, well, this person's doing this better and this person's doing this better. Like, the thought needs to stop right here, right now. And it literally needs to be, well, you know what? You're completely right. Like, all the clients that have hired me, I've showed up being myself, true to my core, and it worked out perfectly, and they were the perfect clients for me. And if you review back on your clients that weren't exactly your ideal clients, there was something probably when you showed up, or when you were, you know, not only when you showed up, but just when you were handing paperwork or doing something with them, something shifted in your energy that felt like you needed them. And I truly feel that when you do show up needing something, the long-term result of that actually switches, and it's not a good end result. And when you've showed up not needing anything and just being true to your core, you're attracting people exactly in your alignment. And I've totally had both of those scenarios, and I've seen amazing clients that, you know, basically just like trust me and let me do my thing because that's just how I work. And when I feel like I'm not being micromanaged, I do a better job. I don't know about any of you, but I'm so that person. And then when you feel like someone is all over you and on top of you for every little thing, you don't end up doing a good job because it was never true to your core. So I think that's where this all goes back into the role of authenticity. So today I want to talk more about that, and I want to give you some actionable steps with how you can really show up not only your most authentic self, but also really start strategizing where to put your time and energy. And I think that really hones down to visibility as well. So stay tuned for authenticity.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Guys, I'm so excited to talk about all things authenticity. And each week I'm going to come on and talk about different topics. But today I want to talk about when there is a lot of competition around you in your field, whether it's career focused and you're applying to, you know, to get a promotion, or you're an entrepreneur and you're in the same field as many other people. How do you stand out in a crowd? And it's so funny that I really fell into this position of work, because I always felt like I didn't fit in. I was always so many things to so many people, and people were like, what does Jackie even do? She does so many things. And I think that's because it's my purpose to teach you, like, that your uniqueness to your core is really what makes you special, and to not overthink that, like, when you're feeling like you have to fit in. If you don't, there is nothing wrong with that. So, all right, I would like all of you to get a pen and paper, and I would like for you to write down an ideal client, one of your favorite people you've ever worked with, an ideal boss, one of the favorite people you've ever worked with. And when you met one or both of these people, whether it was an interview or you were meeting to grab coffee, where were you? Did you have expectations that day? And when they decided to work with you, how did that result? Like, how did that result evolve? Did you follow up and reach out to them? Did they follow up with you and say, this was a great meeting, we want to hire you? Write all of those three things down. And the reason I want you to write them down is because writing is a really powerful tool in terms of manifestation. And if you are into creating your dream life, it is very important to write things down, because writing creates reality. Maybe not in the exact way you're writing it, but better than you expected. And the things that aren't meant to work out in your favor don't. And that's just from life experience, I'm telling you firsthand. Okay, so now you have this ideal person that you loved working with. And I would like for you to create more of those opportunities. So how do you create more of those opportunities? So the key takeaway for today is, I really would like for you, when you go to an upcoming event, a workshop, going to a new work meeting, I want you to show up with no expectations. No expectations meaning like, I'm just going to go, I'm going to be supportive, I'm going to hang out with some people I know. Or if you're going to show up to a place not knowing anybody, you're just going to go looking to meet, you know, people, and whatever comes of it, right? And the reason I want you to do this is because when you're just showing up for yourself and not anybody else, the results of opportunities are absolutely endless. And I want to give a real life scenario, personal experience. So when I went to Miss America 2.0 in December, I was on a media list for New England, and I had applied to be on these media lists like years ago when I first launched the magazine. So, you know, that goes to show you that by putting yourself out there at any point in time, no matter what the timing is, it always shows up when it's supposed to, right? So put yourself out there. That's the takeaway from today. All right. So I went to this event and expected nothing. I just knew I was going to cover it, and I was so excited for the opportunity. So we get there, and we figured, oh, you know, we'll get some press seats, we'll get some coverage. So we walk in and we just show up our authentic selves, my husband and I, and we're dressed up. So my other recommendation is when you're showing up to something, dress in something that makes you feel good inside out. Get your hair done, get your hair cut, wear some makeup. It is incredible the little shifts you can do to set yourself up that will create even better opportunities than you expected. Because when you look and feel your best, you attract that vibration. So yes. Okay. So you're showing up feeling your best self, have no expectations. And so my husband and I go to sit down in our seats as I'm, you know, writing notes down, took some coverage from the event. And all of a sudden these two girls sit behind us in the area that we're sitting in. And so my husband and I are talking, and these girls look really nice, but something intuitively tells me, like, I should say hi to them. Like, why the heck not, right? So I turn around and I introduce myself, and I'm just like, you know, being ballsy per usual. And I'm just like, hi, ladies. Like, how are you connected? So nice to meet you. I run, you know, Next on Scene. And I just made myself somebody that they needed to know. So that's the thing I want to take away from this, too. The confidence piece is very important because your value is what sells you on a regular basis. So I start chatting with them, and I kind of made it seem like it wasn't a big deal for all the stuff that I've done. Because I feel like at the core, like, because I am self-made and I put myself in these places for opportunity on a regular basis, you can't forget where you came from. And being a real person translates opportunities even more. Like, don't be a person that you're not. So that's another takeaway. I'm giving a lot of advice today. I hope you guys are taking all these notes down. So anyway, I introduce myself to these girls, and I find out that they do all the marketing for Mohegan Sun. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome. Like, you guys are awesome. Let's be besties on Instagram. I start taking pictures with them, sharing it. We follow each other now on social media. So fun. So we become friends on social media, and it's awesome. So a week ago, I get an email. So shout out to Heather and Anna, by the way. You guys are awesome. And Nick, the new social media head for Mohegan. I get an email from the three of them, and they tell me about this awesome sun, wine, and food festival they have coming up at the end of January. And I'm just like, wow, like, this is so cool. Like, all I was being my authentic self, expecting nothing. We're friends on Instagram. I'll repost some of their stuff, vice versa. And they asked me to come cover an opportunity. So that was amazing. I wanted to show up and show you as an example of, like, walking into a situation with zero expectations, putting yourself out there, you know, when you least expect it, and not forgetting where you came from. And I also had my hair and makeup done and picked out a fun dress. So because I was at that high vibration, I attracted and aligned people of where my next destination is supposed to be. So I really wanted to come on and share the value of that today, because there are so many marketing people. There are so many social media people. There are so many realtors. There are so many stylists. There are so many lawyers. You know, there are so many people in different fields of work. Nurses. I'm trying to think of all the people in my inner circle. I love you all. Makeup artists. Copywriters. Finance. Energy healers. Salon owners. MLM. A multi-level marketing company. Facilitators, coaches, whatever your field of work is, you know, like, people hire you and want to work with you for you despite your competition. So when you're just being authentic to you and sharing something of knowledge that feels of value to you, people appreciate that and they don't forget that. And I also want to throw out there, so, like, you're showing up as your authentic self, you're doing all these things, putting yourself out there, but it's about the touches of expecting nothing really turn the end result into something better than you expected. And I'm using that as an example because when I met the girls, you know, my husband and I had never really eaten much at Mohegan Sun. We were there a year ago for one of my best friend's bachelorette parties. And bachelor, Chris, didn't forget about you either. Wetz and Chris, love you both. And we were kind of on a set schedule, so we didn't really get to experiment around the casino. And so I asked the girl, that I was like, you know, we're starving. Like, where do you recommend that we go to eat? And so they recommended this place called Tuscany. So if you have not been and you go to Mohegan Sun or want to make a trip, definitely recommend it. The food was amazing. And so we went to dinner, and then we went back to the press conference when the show was over and they announced Miss America. And my two Mohegan girls were there. So I said to my husband, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go up and thank them so much for making the recommendation for dinner and just say, like, you know, I look forward to staying in touch. And so as soon as we went back and I saw them, I told them thank you so much. And I think the multiple touches without expectation led to opportunity. And I think that's what you need to go in with your mindset of, like, you know what? I'm just going to give this person a little bit of free advice. You don't have to give all the goods, but you have to give a little something to get something back, and don't have expectations. So zero expectations. Be your authentic self. Show up and look and feel good from the inside out, whatever that entails. And also, like, think back to scenarios when you show up as yourself, no matter whether it's in corporate meetings or it's meeting a new client, you know, like, really, or even if you're just having a coffee date and then they eventually turn into a client. You know, I've gotten some great people from just showing up for a lunch date because I wanted to meet somebody and then they end up hiring me. So I think those are my main takeaways. So I hope you guys all jotted some notes down and really start writing down your ideal scenarios of positive things that have happened, and really make some time for yourself in every day. So whether that's you're going to take some notes and journal every day, gratitude journaling is so freaking powerful. Cannot even begin to tell you more about that. Or you just read a book, or you make a vision board. I mean, I could go on and on with all these creative woo-woo things because I love it all. And it's just helped me grow so much from the inside out. But I think those active steps are going to take you so much farther in life and really build your confidence levels. So if I have anything to take away, those are my takeaways for today. Be authentic. Don't worry about competition. There is enough to go around for everybody. But when you show up as your authentic self and look and dress the part of whatever makes you feel good, then you're going to attract everything that you want at your high vibration. Yeah, that's pretty much what I got to say today. I'm so excited that I'm going to be doing this more regularly. And I'm really trying to create work-life balance for myself now going forward. So please join my community on Facebook. I would love feedback of what you want to learn more about at Next on Scene Community. Follow us on social media, Next on Scene Media on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also Jackie Zuck, Z-U-K, on all the social media channels as well. And if you haven't met my new intern, Faith, she is phenomenal. Robin from Robin can definitely hook you up. It took me and Robin some years, but I've also grown and I've become way more structured. So I just want to thank Robin so much. You are amazing for connecting us. And I think Faith is really just awesome. And Faith, if you're listening, you're awesome. So everybody, thank you so much for listening to Becoming Next on Scene. Please leave some feedback on my social media channels of what you want to hear more about. And next week, we're going to talk about social media. I also have Lauren D'Agostino coming on next week talking about her new amazing cookbook, which I couldn't be more excited about. Lauren will be live with me on Thursday. We are recording on Wednesday. She is a vegan, plant-based, and gluten-free chef, and she is now creating an amazing cookbook discussing all things essential oils in your cooking. So freaking awesome, and she is so phenomenal. So definitely stay up to date for that. We'll be live on Thursday, and next week I will be coming back talking about social media, and we'll be rotating different topics every week. So stay tuned for who's next on scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.